Hello?
Hi, is this Diane?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, thank goodness. I tried to call like 7 times.
Really?
Yeah, we've got our show going right now here with Ryan on the Reasonable Insanity thingy thingy.
Right.
Are you ready to come on and talk to him?
Of course.
Okay, well, he's live right now. I think he's just wrapping up something, and I can go ahead and patch him through, and he'll introduce you.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure, here, let me transfer it over. Whoop, whoop.
All right.
So, yeah, I'd like to thank our new sponsor, Reflection Valley Wines, for making today's show possible. So please, go drink Reflection Valley Wines. It makes you the classy kind of drunk. So, anyways, up next, we have a guest who doesn't really need an introduction, but I'm going to give her one anyways, right after this. And we are back. I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Tonight, I have an amazing guest, an author of a book called Too Young to Be Old, an American clothes designer and shopping channel television icon, the Jean Queen herself, Diane Gilman. Welcome, Diane.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. I like this introduction, Ryan. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I put a lot of work into the introduction, so I certainly do appreciate it. And thank you so much for coming on to the show. To anybody out there who wants to learn more about Diane or her books or even just the things she's done in her pretty successful life, you can go to dianegilman.com. Diane, I wanted to have you on because you are kind of known for midlife crisis type of topics. Like, you know, people get to the middle of their life and they start thinking, I'm on the end of it.
Yeah.
Right? You were nowhere near that. You had so much success, so many stories in front of you. And at the same time, your ability to profit off of pants is just impressive to me. So that's great. What is your, in 30 seconds or less, what is your general advice to people out there who are hitting midlife and they're feeling that feeling you've described?
Oh my gosh, the best years of my life started at 60.
Great,
I would honestly say, don't think you can set your own alarm clock or make your own calendar for when success is going to come in your life. It could be any time. My successful years in a youth-obsessed set of industries, both TV and fashion, came at the age of 60.
And that's the impressive part about it is there's so many stories like that. A lot of people mistake that Lucille Ball was a successful young actress. She wasn't. She wasn't successful until she was later in her career, which these are the stories we have to hold on to when we're pushing to remember that there's so much life left in us just because there's a lot of life.
Yeah.
So looks like we got a Patreon caller on line 5. Line 5, you're on with Diane. What is your question?
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. It's Rachel. So I heard a rumor that you were previously Paula Deen, but because of that whole racial slur thing, you decided to change your name to the Jean Queen. Is that true?
No.
Yeah, I
don't know what that's about.
Yeah, that's pretty silly. No, she's been around. I remember you when I was a child. And I also remember Paula Deen when I was a child.
Oh, yeah, my brother masturbated to those infomercials.
Carol.
Yeah,
Carol,
I'm here. I hung up on her.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry about that.
And, yeah, sorry. Looks like we got another one on line 3. Line 3, you're on with Diane Gilman. What is your question?
Diane, I had I don't know how familiar. Do you do men's jeans as well as the lady pants or?
No, because they don't really sell men's products on retail.
I had a question. With the men's pant, they have 5. There's 4, 2 pockets in the front and 2 in the back, and then there's a small 5th pocket. I'm just wondering, like, what officially is supposed to go in there? Because I always keep my drugs in there. It's the only thing that'll fit in there, and the cops don't usually check. But I was wondering, like, what's the drugs pocket? What's it actually for? What am I supposed to be putting in
there? You know, it was called the coin pocket, and it was when we all carried money, real money. Yeah.
Coke? The Coke pocket?
No.
Coin.
Oh, okay. Because I have been keeping cocaine in there. But I guess I'll throw a couple of quarters and a couple of nickels in there, too. And then I'll be doing
there
it, right?
There you go.
Thank you for the tip. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Thank you. So line nine, you're on with Diane Gilman. What is your question?
Oh, is this the Reasonable Sanity podcast?
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I really liked your segment last week on this is a thesaurus and how to use it. So this is Diane Gilmore.
Gilman, yes.
Gilmore. Okay. Yeah, Diane. So how many pairs of jeans do I need to make like $10,000?
I don't know. That's impossible to answer. You'd have to know what your profit was.
How did you do it? Like, I gotta get the jeans and get them out on the streets. I'm looking for a quick 10 G's.
No, I was selling them on television. I was selling them on QVC.
Should I just like sell them on QVC and scam old people?
Okay, Carol, Patreon callers only. If you could hold on just a second, we're going to go ahead and make sure Patreon callers only. I'm going to do our quick little, looks like it's about a 90-second break. So if you don't mind holding on, we'll be right back with the great Diane Gilman. We'll be right back, everyone.
My husband is a connoisseur of fine wines. That's why I buy Reflection Valley Wines. 4 out of 5 wine drinkers prefer Reflection Valley Wines to the expensive imported labels.
But you never buy imported wine for me. Do you buy imported wine for your work friend, Roy? I bet Roy just loves imported wine.
Reflection Valley Winery uses hand-selected grapes from their own vineyards.
Oh, yeah? Well, my ass uses handy section grapes from their own vineyards, too. So who cares about that?
Those remarkable grapes can only be found in Reflection Valley Wines.
Yeah, more like Erection Valley Wines. Right, Sarah? Remember our wedding night? I had a big reflection for your valley. Remember that?
For a limited time only, get a free corkscrew when you buy 3 bottles of Reflection Valley Wines.
Are you sure Roy didn't give you that corkscrew in the back seat of his Tesla?
I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Tesla! It's one of those new electric cars, stupid. Now give me my wine and let me slip into the abyss alone, you heartless demon!
Reflection Valley Wines. For a limited time only, get a free corkscrew from your work friend Roy in the backseat of his Tesla.
Give me my wine, woman!
You're drinking yourself to death, Tommy!
And we are back! I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. With us right now, we have the Jean Queen herself, Diane Gilman, talking about how important it is to recognize all the years of your life. Diane, let me ask you a quick question, because I myself am 50, and I often worry about the health issues that come with age. Is that stress something that gets harder as you get older, or is it?
You know, I don't even think about lifespan anymore. I think about health span. And you've got to recognize that you're in a period of you're going into a period of your life you've never been in before, but it's represented on cable TV by a ton of drugs for diseases that are supposedly age related. You got to take your life in your own hands here and really become an advocate for you and really give up bad habits, eat right, get enough sleep. Yeah.
Yep. And exactly. Go to WebMD, kind of look for yourself kind of thing. So I get that. I 100% get that. Looks like we do have a Patreon caller. Line one. What's your question for Diane?
Hey there. Is that me?
Yeah, you're on. Oh, go ahead.
Diane. Hi.
Hi.
I actually used to watch you on QVC and Home Shopping. We had both of them. Or wow. Actually, I don't know which one I watched you on, but yeah, I didn't know your real name. We always called you the camel toe lady.
The what?
The camel toe lady.
What do you mean?
You know, we were kids. We were just calling it like we see it. But yeah, you were the camel toe lady on the home shopping
channel. I have no comment to make.
Oh, okay. It's just so neat to it's so neat to talk to you. Thank you so much for chatting with me, Camel Toe Lady.
Ryan.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Dan. Go ahead.
I think I need to get off of this phone call.
Okay.
This isn't what I expected it to be. So I thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for coming on. Good night, everybody. This has been Reasonable Sandy Podcast. Good night.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Diane.
Who is this?
It's Carol from yesterday. The Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
If you ever call me again, I'm calling the FBI.
Well, don't call the FBI. I just want to know.
You people are beyond disgusting.
I just want an apology. That's all.
Fuck you.
We need an
apology.
Give us an apology.